Okay, here we are, episode 12 of the Real Mentors Podcast. We'll talk a little TV, a little movies, a little fun along the way. We have a couple interesting topics that we don't normally discuss, so I'm excited about that. And of course, the continuation of our Ultimate Badass Tournament. We're down to the Elite Eight, the best of the best. We'll get down to the Final Four, and we'll have a special show for the Final Four and Championship in a couple weeks, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, as always, introductions are needed. The man to my right, our technical producer, our head of the crack research team, although he's trying to relinquish those duties.
And Plugosaurus
Rex, of course, the Spaniard himself, Mr. George Ripo. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh,
what's
up? Oh, we got clapping? We got an audience today. Thank you, guys.
What's up, guys? How you
doing? And of course, to my left, the man beast himself, the man who is champion for Batman v Superman. He continues to state his case, reading over the mistreatment of Rotten Tomatoes.
All of my peeps on Facebook know already that I'm angry.
He is angry. Mr. Mike Rose.
I'll get over it.
He's still, man, Mike is, he's still like bitter about this whole
thing. I mean, and this is the last word on this for today. We are not going into this.
We are always going into this now.
It's a very good movie. It's a great movie.
Mike, let it go.
Mike, he's championing for this movie, man. You know, and I love his passion. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. But I love his passion.
Listen, if I didn't have an opinion, we wouldn't be having any fun.
No, I agree. No, I agree. It's funny because this movie is, I can't remember this divisive in a long time. Oh, we can watch a lot of stuff on TV and YouTube, and it's just the whole discussion
really,
is this.
If you just watch a movie, you can't tell me it's a crap movie. It's not a crap movie.
I don't think most people are saying that. Some people might not like it. But
the ratings don't, the Rotten Tomato ratings. I mean, come on, man.
No, I know. Hey, I'm with you. At that point, I agree with you 100%. Not to, you know, beat a horse here, you know, horse to death already. But either way.
That's enough.
But actually, on that line, a couple of quick tidbits just popped in my head now. One, if you guys heard that, which I'm excited for, I guess, because I think Ben Affleck finished writing the script for the solo Batman movie, which is great news. I don't think it's been greenlit yet, which is inevitably going to happen. Let's not kid ourselves. That was the rumor, because I know he's only signed on for...
I did hear Halle Berry is reprising her role.
No, calm down, dude.
They said, George, although it could have been an April Fool's joke.
God, George is officially off the show for today. Thank you for joining us, George. You know, you can remain quiet.
Today, first of all, I just want to remind our audience that today is April 2nd.
True.
Jokes hold no quarter now.
That's true. Sure,
dude. This is embarrassing, dude.
Don't bring up anything like that.
I'm just saying I saw
I saw a lot of things yesterday. It doesn't make them true. But having said that, Batfleck is he's only signed on officially for the next two Justice League movies coming out. I'm sure they're going to back up the money truck and say, hey, roll with it. But that's great. That's interesting news. I'd love to hear that.
Love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. And the second thing, which is kind of weird, and again, it just popped in my head. I don't know if you guys heard about the issues with the Suicide Squad.
The reshoots, and they wanted to make it humor. Well, that was because Kevin Smith. Remember, Kevin Smith said that the movie Batman Superman didn't have any humor.
Everybody's saying that, but I mean,
so they're doing reshoots.
People out there, if you don't know what we're talking about, just to kind of lay it out, there's a lot of flack about the lack of joy in the Batman v Superman, even the first Man of Steel, which I don't care. That wasn't my problem with either of those movies. I like both movies. I would prefer it dark. This is a good contrast to what Marvel does. But I guess because people, they wanted, all of a sudden they felt pressure to make things a little bit lighter.
Felt because of the success of Deadpool, they wanted to make Suicide Squad the equivalent of Deadpool.
I honestly think it's because the response is to the humor. So they're going back and reshooting scenes to add humor to the movie. Because the scenes that we see in the last trailer, according to them, were the only funny scenes in the movie.
I would rather see authentic crap.
I agree. That worries me, man. I was like, I don't know about that. I don't need to be funny. I don't want to see a comedy. I mean,
you know, whenever you see somebody, whenever life imitates art, okay? Whenever somebody sees something and says, hey, that's working, let's do that too, it never works out. If somebody's doing a gag, if you see Michael Scott on The Office go, that's what she said. It's never as funny when some jackball that you work with says it over something stupid. That's my point, is that if you can't just take a joke and make it work in your own environment. I I don't want this to be true, so I'm gonna pretend like it's not.
Ah, I think it is, man. And no, I mean, for when I heard, yeah. So I
pray that's not what it's about.
I mean, it may not. It may be. I mean, I'm not to say that it's gonna make the movie bad, because I was kind of looking forward to the movie until I heard that bit of news. But
I don't. Jorge, what do you got?
I don't want to be cheesy. I really don't want to be cheesy and all that.
We'll see how it is, man. We'll check it out. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm on the same boat pretty much as you guys. You know, like I said, there was a lot of things that happened yesterday, so you know, we got to take it with a grain of salt. I mean,
no, this news was announced a couple of days ago. Yeah, like I think on Thursday. Yeah, so this wasn't April Fool's. Hey, we're gonna make them really funny.
Yeah.
No, because that's a bad joke to begin with. But I mean, it's like a legitimate story. Like they were actually reshooting.
They shouldn't be playing with comic fans' emotions.
Yeah, I know. Bastards, the sweaty geeks out there, you know.
Oh no!
Shit in the pants right now. Oh my god, they're ruining my childhood. Like, you know, whatever. But I mean, as a movie fan, it's never good to hear reshoots. And every movie doesn't. Every movie has reshoots, but
mass reshoots.
Yeah, mass reshoots.
It is concerning. Yeah, especially concerning.
Especially when I add tone to a movie, that's not good. Tone of the movie should have been established. You want to add a scene because it fixes a scene that was misedited or whatever. Fine, which happens all the time. But
Fantastic Four had a ton of reshoots. I mean, well, Fantastic Four, they have actually reshot the last.
Well, the whole movie was a reshoot. The ending was redone completely. And that thing's never worked out. You can reshoot a scene, but it's fine. But that's concerning. I want to bring it up because we're on topic of DC and all that. But either way, you know.
Well, I mean, that might be.
Thanks for bringing me down.
No, wait, we'll get you back up.
Is that going to delay the release of the movie?
No, I just saw it. Honestly.
No, August.
Yeah. Speaking of delay, the Gambit got canceled. Stupid Gambit movie.
Wow.
That was a dumb idea.
That was who thought that was whatever. I mean, he's not a great character.
Tatum?
Mike as Gambit. I mean, he knew Gambit as part of the X-Men universe, but not as a standalone movie. Whatever. So I'm glad that was delayed or canceled or whatever. It's still up in the air, but doesn't bode well for them.
Again, this goes with the copying thing, right? This is when the Road Warriors were huge back in the 80s, the WWE.
Yeah, I remember.
Their own
yeah.
version of the Road Warriors, Demolition, which weren't anywhere near.
No, yeah.
Same kind of crap.
That was all time.
Well, now they do it again. They did it again with the new NXT that had the Road Warriors look. Like, I think it was Evolution or
The Ascension.
That was terrible.
But actually, this would cheer you up. Like, okay. I'll give you some good news. No reshoots. They greenlit a Blade remake or whatever on the Marvel.
You know that Blade Trinity movie though?
That was terrible. Really? No, but this is a brand new thing, and they're talking about Michael B. Jordan starring as.
Oh really?
Yeah, he's one of the guys who won the finalists. That's good, right? That's good news. I love Blade.
I have to tell you, I love Wesley Snipes.
Who doesn't?
Wesley Snipes did a
Demolition
good job.
Demolition Man is
Simon
one
Phoenix
of my favorite movies of all time.
I love that.
I love that movie.
Always been on black.
How about this? We'll show you WrestleMania's tomorrow. How's that?
We'll get into the wrestling. We'll talk about wrestling.
Let's see. We'll get better.
At least with the Blade thing, I knew they'll make Matt happy. That made me happy. I like Blade, so I'm a big fan. Hopefully they don't mess it up. The only thing that's concerning, and I don't want to bring it down. There's a little caveat there. They haven't decided yet if it's rated R or PG-13.
Oh, make it rated R, bro.
It has to be rated R. But again, they go PG-13, I'm going to be upset. But hopefully it's Radar. And given Deadpool's success, there's no reason for them not to make it Radar to begin with.
Yeah, but
it's up in the air. I mean, the original one is Radar. So that's, you know.
No, dude, I'm not going to let that bring me down.
But Michael B. Jordan, I'm all for that as far as him being the title role. But either way, I want to ask my cohorts to give me bear with me for a second, because I did talk about doing another rant, if you will.
You did?
After a successful arguing
about
the
Titanic.
Not my Titanic, because I pleaded my case of how Rose Dawson was a villain. Nothing else successful.
Please don't go back to that.
We're not doing Titanic. I'm actually doing a movie of anyone's interest here. Right. It's going to surprise everybody. Now, you call me crazy, which is quite legitimate. You know, I'm not saying I'm sane, but I thought about it for a while. And I want to talk about The Matrix. I'm going to free your mind here for a minute. Now, before I get into it, I'll say this. Despite my change on my perception of the movie, it's still one of my favorite movies, personal favorites. I know Mikey loved it as well. One of the best sci-fi movies ever made.
The first one.
The first one, yes. When I get into the sequels. And one of those more influential movies in the last 20 years. I say a groundbreaking in terms of the presentation and all that. Not story, but just the presentation and all that. So I still love The Matrix despite what I'm about to say. But I think we all need to kind of get a grip here. Now, I was fooled like many out there, okay, the Wachowski brothers or sisters, siblings, whatever they call themselves these days. They pulled the wool over our eyes made us believe and cheer on for Morpheus and his and crew. But after further thought, I think we're all a little misguided here.
Can I ask you a question before you go? Mm-hmm. Did you rewatch it? Is this coming off a rewatch?
I saw it recently. I saw it recently. So that's and I had a conversation with a friend of mine about this, and he's like, you know what? He didn't quite agree, but he knew where it was coming from. So I want to see who out there agrees with this commentary, if you will. So obviously, the simple story, we know it's the machines versus humans, of course, the basic premise of the movie.
Terminator
2. Yeah, we've seen it 1,000 times. Yeah. It's nothing original. We've seen how many hundreds of movies, the iRobot and whatever, right? Right. Books, whatever.
Either the AI.
To name a few, yeah. We've seen AI, that. Ex Machina, you know.
Which is worse, by the way, AI or iRobot?
Yeah, artificial intelligence.
AI was more disappointing. I didn't expect iRobot to be good.
Wasn't Macaulay Culkin in AI?
No, it was that kid from...
It was the kid from Sixth Sense.
The guy who sees dead people.
Yeah, it was that
his name. But either way, so not a new premise, but now as humans, we're naturally going to side with our kind.
Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah,
you know that.
Yeah, see, no research.
That was off the cuff. That was good.
His eyes are way too close. Anyway, go ahead. So
obviously, you know, as humans, we're going to naturally gravitate to our own kind and cheer for the humans because anybody against humans will choose the humans, whether it be aliens, monsters, machines, and so forth. We need to take a step back and look at us objectively. So let's assume an alien comes down here and we're going to show him the Matrix. He's completely unbiased, has no horse in the race. He's going to see it my way, and I think we all need to do the same. Now, the world set up, obviously the machines of the predominant species, I guess for lack of a better word, on Earth. They're living their lives, they're productive, they got the purpose, and you know they're advancing their race, and the humans are stuck down there in Zion. You know, it's quote-unquote warm or whatever. That's the only last city remaining on Earth and all that. Poor guys. Now, humans are rebelling against the machines. They want to take back what they believe is rightfully theirs. They want to free all the humans who have been enslaved, presumably enslaved, by the machine world, Morpheus and crew and all that. But in reality here, I mean, we'll start with a couple of things. Because I'll say right now, Morpheus and crew are the villains of this movie. They are the bad guys, and we're cheering for the wrong one. Mike, you gotta hear me out before anybody comes. Like, yeah,
cheer for Agent Smith.
You gotta hear me out here. I knew I was gonna get some controversy looks here. These guys are the bad guys, and I'll explain to you why. So, you know, and I think it was a conversation where Agent Smith was talking to Morpheus, all drugged up, you know, trying to get him to give him the coast design, whatever it is. And he says it pretty simply, humans had their time. It's our world now. It's our time. You know, evolution, natural selection, whatever. This is the robot's world, and they're not doing anything wrong. Yet, we got Morpheus, unprovoked, leading his rebellion against these machines who are just living their lives. What happened to live and let live? They're not attacking the humans in this movie at all.
Really?
They're defending themselves. And I'll get to that. I know the human thing, I'm going to hit a good point with that. Obviously, like, you know, someone invades your home, you have the right to defend yourself, right? So, you know, people attack the United States, you're going to send a truce up your ass. That's what we do. Nothing wrong with that. The sentinels get sent out because the humans are causing a ruckus and going against the status quo and whatever. First and foremost. Now, it does seem like it's legit because, you know, they're not being, you know, enslaved by the machines. And, you know, it's their planet. They're not attacking human race. And Morpheus is freeing these humans. And that seems admirable. And on paper, I agree. And I'm all for it. However, that's not what's going on here. This thing with the whole humans and all that. Now, it's not like the robots... machines or whatever are going to Zion, ripping these babies off the clutches of the Zionese mothers out there and all that, and enslaving them, plugging them into the Matrix. That's not what's going on here. They're leaving Zion alone for the most part. They are home growing these humans. They are manufacturing them for the purposes to benefit their race. They can do whatever they want, just like if humans were to manufacture machines, which in Matrix lore is exactly what happened. So these humans, it's no different than a farmer who raises cattle for the sole purpose of selling off meat because I want my burgers, I want my T-bone steak. Who doesn't love that? And here comes Morpheus working for Chick-fil-A dressed up as a cow with a sign that says, eat more chicken. I don't want to eat more chicken. Leave the poor farmer alone. You're impeding on his livelihood. Let him sell his cows. These humans, they're not captured. They're grown, they're manufactured. They're doing nothing wrong at the end of the day. Morpheus and crew, dare I say, are almost like terrorists. They are the sci-fi version of Al-Qaeda, if you will. So you have Osama bin Morpheus, so gathering his troops, all this propaganda, all the machines, all the enslaving us, free your mind. What is he freeing us from here? Let's back up here. He's got his eat more chicken sign and all that. No. This is back up. Now, the machines are giving, right now, the people in Zion, what do they have? No warmth, no real food, eating a stupid oatmeal gunk and all. They have a couple of rays, big deal. Living drab lives, pointless lives. They have nothing to do. They have in a war which they can't possibly win, right? And smelly women, because I'm sure they don't shower all the time. Hold up. And the machine world, they're giving these humans who they manufacture themselves, they're giving them warmth and light and money and all the things that you want, you know, good food and all that. And even Cypher would agree with me, because in the movie itself, he betrays Morpheus for the same reason, because he knows Morpheus is for the shit. And he's like, you know what, plug me back into the Matrix. And he sells Morpheus off for the same reason. And he's eating that piece of steak and tells Agent Smith, I know this isn't real, but the Matrix is telling me that this steak is juicy and delicious. God damn it, I want juicy and delicious steak just like he does. I don't want smelly women. I want cars and video games and anything else that everyone has the right and freedom and all that. And the machines are giving us in exchange for what? To go to sleep. You ask me, hey, Jose, I'm going to give you everything you want, just sleep. Sign me the hell up. What is so wrong with that? Leave me alone, Morpheus. Don't wake me up. I don't want to wake up to oatmeal every day with a gunk they're eating. No clothes. I don't want that. The humans are fine the way they are. And he's disrupting the establishment because he's hating on the lights that they have. That's not the way it goes. These guys are nothing but terrorists to the machines. Let the machines do what they do. And we cheer them on. It's okay. Listen, at the end of the day, it doesn't change the movie. A lot of movies have villains that win, and it's okay. The Godfather, Usual Suspects, Seven that come to mind. Fantastic movies where the villain wins. It's okay to have the villain win. But again, if you want to cheer for them, by all means, you want to enable these guys, go ahead. You know, for me, I like juicy, delicious steak. Leave me alone. These guys are bad for the human race. They're not doing anything good. Going into war, they can't win. Attacking these poor machines who are all by themselves, living their lives. Living their life. You're enabling terrorism. And then when Agent Smith dies in the movie, I'm going to be sad. And I still love the movie. And if you want to cheer for Neo and the rest of the crew, go right ahead. But make no mistake, they are the villains of this movie because they have no right to do what they're doing against the machine world. So much so, even at the end of the day, all they have, and even the stupid ass, you know, sequels that came out, they didn't even win the war. They came to an agreement. They could have sat down and come to the agreement to begin with. They decided to attack like terrorists do, and send down diplomatically and resolve the issue like they did at the end of the third movie. And that's what ends up. And so guys out there, don't cheer for them or cheer for them. At least know who you're cheering for. The villains, they're like Rose Dawson, Titanic. They are no good. I'm on the side of the machine world. I'm looking at it objectively, not as a human person. And all people that go, George, put a poll out there. Who agrees with me? Who doesn't? Am I nuts? Am I not? But you know what? I don't want to eat more chicken, goddammit. I want my burger. I want my juicy, delicious steak. And I want to sleep in exchange for it. Mike, what do you think, big guy?
That might be the dumbest theory I've ever heard.
It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's hard to argue that.
Oh, no. I mean, I was like...
I would agree if the humans were being enslaved, but they're not. They're not enslaved.
The only thing that's good about sleep is I could have slept through that.
Hey, thank you.
You guys are supporting terrorism. Good old USA, man. I'm telling you. You guys want to eat gunky, stupid oatmeal?
Okay,
eat your chicken. Come on now.
If it spares me from this,
the humans lost the war. Hey, suck it up. It is what it is. A war which they started, mind you, and they created robots, and they didn't allow them, according to Matrix World, didn't allow them to be free. The robots fought back. Nothing wrong with that. If the roles were reversed, we'd all be cheering the same way. So don't be hypocrites. And then we fought against them. We lost. We scorched this guy and screwed ourselves up. That was our fault. That was by their omission. They thought.
If humans weren't setting it, I would agree with every word that you said.
Exactly. Look at it from bias perspective, an independent person. If you have an alien comes down here, look at it. He says, the machines are legit.
Treating humans like farm animals.
Yeah, but they're growing them. They can do what they want.
Exactly.
But what's wrong with that, though?
Sentient beings can't do that. It would be the equivalent.
Why not?
It's slavery, man.
But what's the difference between that and us creating machines? and robots, and what was it? And then according to the Matrix, they were there to service
theory,
and all that.
Your theory.
It's the same thing. There's no difference. It's because it's humans. If it's built,
I think you're just saying it.
No, no, I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
You know what? I am sentencing you to sit through the architect scene in episode 2 50 times in a row. Okay.
No. Nothing's worth that. Nothing's worth
that.
But I have a point here. That the homegrown, the man.
I don't know. We'll let the listeners.
Nobody here eats meat. That's what we're saying, right? You're all vegetarians.
No.
Oh, it has to be because it's so wrong to raise cattle in such a way, and then cattle's
not sentient.
Cows are living things, dude. They're living things that just as right to as anyone else. And I don't give a shit. I want my burger. Kill that damn cow. I'm fine with it. But let's not be hypocritical. But let's not be hypocritical saying, they create humans. Oh, God forbid. You know, and they're giving them better lives than what they would have had in Zion. Of which they wouldn't have existed without the machines to begin with.
Dude,
come on, man.
You're way off.
No way, you guys. You're blinded. Hey, y'all are blinded.
Yeah, we're blinded. Apparently, we took the blue pill, man.
Sci-fi ISIS, man, to me right now, dude.
Put the poll up.
Oh, no, after this podcast. No.
This is the,
we'll
this
put is the poll the, up, and they'll back, and the yeah, listeners will back us up here.
This might be the worst.
They may, maybe
this
not,
might
but
be
maybe
worse
not.
Than like the 9/11 truthers theories, okay? Come on, man.
I didn't go in there with that. But that's a whole different
subject. We'll put the poll and have people email you at therealmentor@gmail.com.
I'm going to side of the farmer, dude. That's all I'm saying, dude. Give the man a chance to live. What is wrong with that?
We'll put it. Are we cheering for Agent Smith or and his crew?
Come on.
Are we cheering for the wrong
people? The answer
people?
Is clear. That's all I'm
he
saying.
He was cheering for the camp guards and Schindler's List. That's the next one.
That's not the same. Don't even compare one to the other. That's not the same. Now you're taking a whole extreme.
Cheer for the Nazis.
You're taking to the whole extreme here. That's not the same thing whatsoever. Okay. But let's move on. The point has been made.
All right. So
proclaim
we're talking about heels and heroes.
Heels.
It kind of leads us into WrestleMania this week. You know, WrestleMania happens to be tomorrow.
Yes.
You know, how do you guys feel about the card that, you know, they're presenting us with, you know, this time around with The Undertaker taking on Shane McMahon?
That's the only match I know. That's going on.
Oh, no, there's a bunch of matches on there.
Well, I know, but that's the only one I actually know that's going on.
Dude, I'm very perplexed by this show because I think that they're making a... This is the first WrestleMania, I just want to say, in the last 10 or 15 years that I'm not totally jacked up about it. Still going to watch it, but...
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are making, like Stone Cold's making an appearance, The Rock, everybody.
That's gimmicks, us.
Yeah, no, but I don't know. I think they're making the Undertaker Shane McMahon match the last match of the night, which that's a little specious to me, because I don't know how Shane McMahon's going to do. The guy hasn't really, quote unquote, performed since when? It's been at least 10 years.
He's not a wrestler.
Yeah, it's been a year.
He's not a wrestler. He's not.
He's been trained.
I mean, they're putting,
but he's not, it's just.
Yeah, is he going to bring the Mean Street Posse with him?
I think so.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
From the mean streets of Greenwich, Connecticut.
Yeah, but see, like, for example, in the pre-show, you have, like, Kalisto and Ryback. Kalisto's the United States champion.
Who?
Yeah. Then you got
the... Kalisto's ex-Samurai del Sol from Mexico.
Then you got a Divas tag match.
Next.
You know,
anything with Divas is next. Yeah.
Well, you got the Andre the Giant 20-man battle royal.
Like kids, it should be seen and not heard.
Right.
Yeah.
No, the Divas matches to me is like time to get up and
it's a bathroom break. You know, exactly.
Yeah,
get yourself a juicy, delicious steak
right.
from the grill. You know, yeah, just to, you know, I want to circle back to that. I'm just saying.
You got the New Day versus the League of Nations. The League of Nations is Sheamus, Alberto, Del Rio. You know, like all that dudes.
Sheamus is awful.
Charlotte versus Becky Lynch.
Next.
AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho.
That's an interesting match.
That's an interesting match. Yeah, I believe it's their third match.
Although I think they've matched. They've wrestled three.
Yeah, they've wrestled three, four times already.
Honestly, I would have rather seen AJ Styles against Kevin Owens. I think
that might have been a better match. Yeah, I like Kevin Owens. But Kevin Owens is involved in a Continental title ladder match. It's Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Dolph Ziggler, Zack Ryder, Sin Cara, The Miz, and Stardust. all in a intercontinental title ladder match.
Jesus Christ!
All
How
those
did Zack
dudes.
Ryder get in that?
What am I hearing?
I feel like Zack Ryder is like, isn't he the woo 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 you know it guy from like 5 years ago?
Yeah. Then you have Dean Ambrose and Brock Lesnar in a street fight, like all out street fight.
Have you guys seen Dean Ambrose lately, by the way?
The Lunatic Fringe?
No. Sandwich.
The Lunatic Fringe.
I haven't caught Raw like in a month and a half, so I'm not. I'm out of the loop.
Yeah, and then, the Hell in a Cell match. You got Shane McMahon, Undertaker, and then the main event.
I don't know that the actual main event is going to be
Well, Reigns. It's Triple H and Roman Reigns.
Right, but I don't think that is actually going to happen. I mean, I think the match is going to happen. I don't think it's going to be the main event. I think the main event is going to be Taker.
Well, they might have all those.
In that Taker match, I can see. I don't see Shane McMahon being that guy.
I don't think they go home. Here's what I think is going to happen.
Sting is going to come in, bro. Watch. Sting is going to come in, pin the Undertaker, and do something.
He's like 90 years old, dude.
It doesn't matter.
I think that the plan is to put Roman Reigns over Triple H to win. And right now the crowds just don't like Roman Reigns. So I don't think they want to have the go-home match, a bunch
Agreed.
Of people booing at the end of the show.
I agree.
Not that they love Triple H all that much, but they do like Triple H more. I think that the
He's
biggest
respected.
Pop that Roman Reigns got when he had his match with, or not a match with Triple H, but he got into like a street fight with Triple H, is when Triple H was smashing his face into the Spanish announcer's table. Actually, it wasn't the regular announcer's
table. That's the thing. They're racist WWE. They always mess with the Spanish. But back in the day, it used to be. They never mess with the white guy's table. Always keeping the man down, dude.
I don't know about that.
Racist McMahon, dude.
Viva la raza, bro. Always trying to mess up with us. Yeah, man. Always trying to mess up with
us. Poor Spanish announcer.
Latino heat out here. Always trying to mess around with them, dude.
Latino heat.
Guys, that's stereotypical so bad.
So anyway, always. No, but that's
But you remember all those wrestlers?
Right?
Like,
it is.
You remember those wrestlers like Conan and all those?
Yeah,
dudes?
Of course. Wait, yeah, back
yeah,
in
Conan
nights.
Was never really.
He was more WCW.
He played like
he played
AC, as they say.
He was WCW and TNA.
Yeah. But you see, like that's what they need.
In
like
Mexico.
WWE/WWF needs more heels. Like they really don't have a good heel.
So my
you want good heels? Bring in Morpheus and Neon Trinity, dude. Those are heels right there. That's all I'm saying, dude. I digress. Go ahead.
Okay, but my point is that I think that they don't want to have that match, the last match on the card, and have everybody booing like crazy at the end of the match. It doesn't make sense. So I think what they're going to do is they're going to put Taker Shane as the last match, and they're going to have Shane do some kind of ridiculous high spot. I hope everything is I hope they don't do something nuts. He's done some crazy crap.
Shane has done some crazy.
Hey, good for him, dude.
That match he had with Steve Blackman was one of the really sick.
But I
don't want to see that happen, especially since Shane is like my age. I mean,
he's that old.
Yeah.
Nah, Shane.
70,
like
70 what? Damn.
He's
good for Shane. He's
at 47.
He's in his late 40s. Yeah, he's late
40s.
Yeah,
he's 47.
Oh, close, Mike. Let's. Calm down. I'm not joking.
I don't want to see the guy get hurt. And, Taker's a good hand. He's
he's no spring chicken.
Right, but Taker's not going to do the match he had with Mick Foley and Hell in a Cell 12, 13 years ago.
Well, that was memorable.
Really
that he went
risks.
Through the top.
Right.
That was one of
my favorite matches of all time.
That he walked through the cage and then he slammed him down and they broke
the
top.
He jumped off.
I still think that wasn't part of the show.
No.
I think that was something that happened.
That's fine.
And I don't know if you remember, but one of Mick Foley's teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Ended up out of
No, his nose or something. He has nose, yeah. That's crazy. Mick Foley was a freaking nutcase, dude.
Yeah.
I think that's what they need. Like, they need more, like, villains or something like that.
It's because I haven't seen much. I mean, it's just me. I don't watch a lot of TV to begin with.
Well, I think Bray Wyatt is fantastic. The Wyatt family. But they need to do something with that angle. He needs to be the biggest heel in the company. I think that he could be the future. That's
what's funny.
There's a lot of concerns with. Because every time they get into a rut or they get into somewhere and they get nervous, all of a sudden John Cena out of nowhere, and then it's John Cena.
Well, John Cena's not involved. Yeah. I don't think John Cena's involved. And if then
well,
20-man WrestleMania.
Last night, I know it was April Fool's Day, what he said last night, that he was cleared by the doctors to come back.
I really hope that was a joke.
I hope it was too.
Is it me? Because I guess I don't watch a lot of TV, but I don't see much promotion for this.
They're promoting the
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, I don't watch that. So I'm not sure what's going on. But
I think it's a great WrestleMania. I went to the WrestleMania down here. It's like Super Bowl week. I mean, it's nuts up there. And there was last night, WWE put on a show, an NXT
takeover. I was about to tell you about that. Yeah, that which
ROH
I think
had
is
night one of two shows, because there's another show again tonight.
Oh,
well, the Hall of Fame is going on concurrently.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame as we speak is like there was tonight, isn't it?
Also, Evolve had a show last night, and I think Shimmer has a show tonight. So I mean, there's Shimmer's a woman's league.
But you know, there's a lot of products out there, like you were saying, that are better than WWE, WWF
right,
at this point.
Lucha Underground is,
we've been saying it for like a couple of weeks, that we've been always saying.
George and I go back and forth, and this is on air, of course, but we talk about how great Lucha Underground is, and it really is. It's well done. The work is fantastic. The guys that they have that are doing the production. It looks very professional.
Yeah, it's Rodriguez.
Robert Rodriguez
is one of the executive producers.
Mark Burnett. It's very good stuff. And like I said, if you get a chance to watch it, it's out there.
And it's like acrobatics, and it's like very like high flyer and stuff like that.
It's very lucha.
Yeah. It's not a big dudes. There's a couple.
The little guys that jump around, which looks cool. I like that.
But even those big guys are very athletic.
South African cat on there named Angelico.
Yeah,
they're
very good, very acrobatic, very.
A
South African named Angelico?
Well, he works in Mexico. He works in Mexico.
Oh, okay, I just said.
Yeah, but like,
just sounds kind of weird. South African. Did it say he's a South African?
No, he is South African.
On the show, is he South African?
They said he's from South Africa.
Oh, okay.
What was the NXT champion right now? He had Van Valor. You know, his match, I think, yesterday with Samoa Joe.
Finn Balor.
Yeah, his match with Samoa Joe, I thought it was very well. It was very good.
It was an excellent match.
I mean, even though Samoa Joe got cut early with the headbutt, you know, but...
Samoa Joe puts on a good show. Here's my reservations regarding Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe is a little undersized for the main roster. Most of your guys on the roster, of WWE main roster, 6'1", 6'2".
Some are even bigger.
Cody Rhodes, who's one of the smaller guys on the shows. He's about 6 feet tall, I think. He's pretty tall.
Yeah, but they don't have the freaks character anymore. You know, like the Goldust, he comes in like a sporadic, they got Stardust, but Stardust ain't the same.
Stardust is Cody Rhodes.
Right, yes, I know, but he's not the same. You associate Goldust, with being the... they don't do that anymore.
He's a big guy.
Goldust is a tall dude.
Dustin Rhodes is tall. Yeah.
And I was at a WrestleCon show down here during WrestleMania.
And they have a statue of Dusty Rhodes, by the way.
That was fantastic. I put that up on my Facebook, by the way, all my Facebook peeps.
Yeah, it was a good statue. Yeah,
it was a great. I think it's going to be fantastic. That's one reason why I would kind of want it to be at WrestleMania this year, but going to Dallas is kind of a long schlep for me.
Yes.
Although it is a destination now. WrestleMania is a destination. It's like Super Bowl week, like I said. And when they had it down here, I met a bunch of people. I met Bill Apter. Bill Apter walked by our tent where we were tailgating, and he stopped in and had a little bit of water and hung out for a sec. But I don't know if you know who Bill Apter is or not.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. Editor of Pro Wrestling Illustrated magazine, big kayfabe magazine for years.
Well, next year, like we were saying, it's WrestleMania's in Orlando.
Right. So
maybe we should take the podcast on the road.
It
would be a blast.
That would be funny, man. Have the wrestlers come in, and talk to them.
My boy Dennis Baratheon's down to go with us too. So
that'd be kind of funny. We might do a little road trip. Romantors is always willing to expand, the territory, if you will.
So anyway, back to what I was saying is I think that they're going to end the show with Undertaker and Shane. And if they don't...
trying to build it like that.
I think it's a huge mistake unless they're not taking the belt off of H. to have that match.
Could be some kind of run-in or something.
Remember, it is held in a cell, so anything pretty much goes. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Sting comes in and pins Undertaker.
Enough with your love fest with Sting, dude.
Oh, Sting, bro.
Relax.
Sting is the ultimate icon, bro.
Calm down, dude. Slow it down there. It's terrible.
He was WCW for a long time.
I'll give you that, but let's relax.
Watch, he's coming in.
I like Sting.
My biggest memories of Sting are, like, not him actually wrestling in the ring. Him sulking around on the rafters.
Well, yeah, and like, at the end of the show,
Tony Schiavone going like, and the NWO just cleared the ring, and here comes Sting, and we gotta go! And that was like the end of the show. And you're like, what the
heck? And I was showing him, it's a tease. Terrible. God. But
Tony Schiavone was a good voice, by the way.
No, he was. I remember him, yeah.
There's like some guys that that are announcers that are classics. Gordon Solie down here in South Florida. Which is probably before your guys' time. Yeah, I don't know,
probably,
the
80s. Yeah.
Good old JR, of course.
JR, always a JR. Classic. Yeah. Well, the King, Jerry Lawler, also does a couple things here and there.
Yeah, I'm not a Jerry.
He's okay. I saw him at one of the cons.
I think Jesse Ventura was way better.
Even Vince McMahon had a great voice.
He did. Yeah,
he did. You know, the A-team in WWF back in the 80s was Vince and Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, it was
Vince and Jesse. Right. I vaguely remember that.
Well,
yeah,
they did Saturday Night Main Event. You know, like, it was them. It was Vince McMahon and Jesse the Body Ventura. You know, so they were always very...
No, of course.
So anyway, sorry for the extra wrestle talk, but it is WrestleMania weekend.
No, no, of course. We'll probably...
We can bring it back with, you know, with the wrestler as a movie. My recommendation,
if you haven't seen the NXT TakeOver show, go out of your way to find it and watch it.
Yeah, it's sometimes it surpasses the actual roster.
Shinsuke Nakamura, Sami Zayn match, very good. If you want to watch a match that's just fun to watch, that's like strong style wrestling... It's excellent, and very. It was weird because, you know, WWE, you know, pretty much hates anything international wise as far as wrestling, and they try to make everything WWE style. There was nothing WWE style about that match.
See, you know, the funny thing is that all these things that are happening, you know, like all these villains and heels and all that stuff that we're talking about, also leads me to Real Madrid Barcelona today, the Clásico at 2:30. You know, being watched by all kinds of people, you know, MSN and the BBC, you know, the BBC, you know, Benzema, Cristiano Ronaldo, and, you know, Gareth Bale against Messi, Suarez, and Neymar. You know, like all those, you know, see who can win, who. And then you also got all kinds of other things, like our badass ultimate tournament. Yeah, we're getting to the nitty gritty, guys.
We're not going to finish. We'll get to it.
We're working on it.
Of which I learned recently that I received the Rotten Tomatoes Fresh rating, unlike Batman v Superman. Dodo jabbed me with the mic.
But we should.
Everything gets a fresh rating, but Batman v Superman, apparently.
But we should discuss the tournament.
But we're going to do a tournament. We're getting into a tournament here. We're going to do. We got eight contestants left. And this will be the last time. A quick little announcement here. We're going to do this kind of one-on-one, kind of like in a cage match. We've kind of been doing fist fights. We're going to change it up next time. Change the environments, if we will. Up the stakes. So we want to start with the first one. Again, as before, we all agree. Actually, no. We know we're fighting every match. If someone's going to pick a side, we're going to fight every single one. Every contestant deserves to be heard, I say. Even if it's unanimous, if anything, I'll pick the other person just to go against the grain and all that. So start with the first one. It's kind of interesting. Martin Riggs versus Nikita from, of course, La Femme Nikita. George, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking Riggs, just because he will keep coming at you. I'm thinking Riggs.
Mike? He is crazy.
He's crazy. I'm thinking Riggs, just because he's crazy.
Although I do, not to take the opposing viewpoint, but
I was thinking
La Femme Nikita has been trained in many different styles of fighting. I know, I mentioned that before.
Yeah, we mentioned
that. She is a ninja.
I think Nikita wins. I'm going to take that stance.
I mean, Riggs does come. Go ahead.
Let's let Mike judge. Okay, Martin Riggs. I'm going to just give out positives on both sides. Okay, Martin Riggs keeps coming at you, just like George just said.
He's nutty.
He's
no
crazy.
Doubt.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The lunatic fringe, bro. It's like Dean Ambrose.
And I don't think he needs. I don't think he needs a weapon to get him over. However, Nikita is an expert in use of not only a hand-to-hand combat, but also different weapons.
Right, but we took the weapon out of him.
Weapons out. But I'm just saying that Martin Riggs doesn't have a weapon either.
I think Nikita has something.
Nikita might bring something extra to the table that Martin Riggs doesn't
she
have.
She is. You know what it's going to be? Her sexuality. She's going to match his
but he's not going to fall for that because he's
crazy. Hold up. Let's just assume. Like, she got to use everything she has.
I should just break out my impression of.
Do it. Don't hold back. Do it. Okay. Do it.
All right. It's a family show. It was your boy on the phone screaming at his wife. That thing that Stern used to play all the time.
Oh, yeah, let's not go. Yeah.
I didn't want to do that. I do it almost perfectly.
I think it fuels a fire for Nikita to begin with.
No. This was a total shot at Mel Gibson.
I know, exactly. So Nikita walks in. She takes her clothes off. Walks up seductively to Martin Riggs. Wraps her legs around him, begins
Martin
to seduce. Starts seducing him. Martin Riggs likes the women. We all know his movie. He's always hooking up with somebody. He kind of farts a little bit. Lowers his guard, and bam! She snaps his neck like a twig, and she wins the fight.
That's my argument. I don't know that I can say that he's wrong here.
I don't know if I dig that scenario.
I think it could work to do whatever it takes.
She's trying to seduce all the time. You know, Martin Riggs, he's a guy that he's crazy or not. You know what he's got between his legs. Let's be honest here. And he falls for a second, enough time for her to jump, pounce on him, make it seem like, hey, she's interested.
Remember, also, he married that crazy Russian lady, too. So.
True. Not only that, he also got the...
all his phone calls.
You know? Yeah, what was that other character in the Weapon 4? You know, that.
Rene Russo. Rene
Russo.
That's what I'm saying. Martin Riggs needs loving like any other guy. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying she's going to win. Yeah, I'm saying that's my argument.
You fall asleep for one second.
And boom. And that's what I'm thinking.
I've made my decision. Nikita wins.
Nikita wins. I made the argument again.
Wow, Nikita wins.
Okay, so that's
all right. We got Nikita on a huge upset for Martin Riggs. Who would have thought?
We need a pen.
But it's okay. It's a valid argument. Second match. This is an interesting one here. We got Dutch of Predator fame, of course, going against Jason Bourne.
Wow, that's a good one there too.
Ooh, I'm on the fence.
Okay,
I'm gonna
take Jason Bourne here. You want to take Dutch?
I took Dutch last week. Let me judge.
Dutch. I thought more. Well, you guys know more about him than I do.
But you don't know Dutch from Predator?
Yeah, but...
Get off the show, dude.
But we already used the argument that he took on the Predator. How many times can we use the argument that he took on the Predator?
Use another argument, you know? It's like these warriors out, they got to change their tactic. Like Nikita using his seductive powers.
Just kind of throw this out here.
He took on the Predator.
Okay, but Dutch is a guy that has gone... He's a trained military mercenary type.
Yeah, okay? Fine.
He does weapons as well as hand-to-hand combat. However, Jason Bourne is a secret agent that has a fighting system programmed into his brain that he can't overcome. It's there. So if Dutch took a punch at him, he already knows that he's going to take him and like wrap him up.
Yes,
and
but you see,
down.
Jason Bourne is adaptable to every...
Right.
To every environment. Situation. But right. Dutch is more like in the jungle. See, so you're giving me an argument that I'm going to lose because this fight obviously doesn't take place in the jungle.
You're Dutch and you're going to bow just like that?
No, I'm not saying. The fight is not in the jungle.
Jason Bourne was born to fight. Bad pun intended.
But you're not fighting him in a jungle. You're like, yeah, Dutch took on the Terminator using the Predator.
I think you're taking my side.
It's not about that.
George is the worst litigator of all time. You peaked at Frank Dukes in week one. You really did. You give Dutch no love. You give him a chance. You know what? I have to make a ruling.
But listen.
You're taking him.
You're taking him out of the jungle, which is his main environment. You're not putting him in the jungle.
So not only that,
you took away his weapons, which is like, you know, what he's actually doing for. He beat the Predator. Yeah, he beat him with dirt, and he beat him in the jungle in the heavy rain.
He beat him with dirt. Wait, throw salt at him?
No, he beat him with dirt. He blinded him with the mud to camouflage his.
So,
what other tactic is there? He already took out the mud with the rain. He can't use his weapons.
I want to say something. That shot in that movie was one of my favorite shots of all time. when the predator kind of walks by him, and then you see the eyes open up in
right.
the mud, and it's and
oh, it's just yeah, that's
but,
a cool
but
shot.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you guys already used, that's a cool shot. But you guys already used all his tactics. I mean, you used
okay,
the mud
okay,
last
okay,
week.
Okay, hold on. George is getting excited here. George, calm down.
What else do you want? And you're taking him out of the jungle, really? What do you want him to find in a living room?
Relax.
Getting testy because we're coming up to.
I know, right? Jeez, for real. Okay, so in other words, Dutch is gonna get his ass kicked. Is that what we're saying?
No, he's not gonna get it. But you took out his guns, bro. Not only did you take out the guns,
Jason Bourne can fight without guns. Jason Bourne was fighting with.
Dutch doesn't fight without
guns. The ruling is final. Jason Bourne has moved on.
But Dutch doesn't fight without weapons,
George,
bro.
Your argument was ridiculously bad.
You're taking away the fact that
put George back in the Matrix for Christ.
Okay, the next one.
He doesn't.
The next one, I'm not gonna argue because I don't know.
Okay, but what we have.
I still haven't seen that movie, and I have to see.
Okay, so we have Hannah. I think the more you're referring to, going against Rama from the Raids.
Are you taking
fame.
Hannah? You're taking Hannah, right?
Ooh, I'll take it, Rama. I'm not going against.
See,
Rama.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Like you're all giving me the characters here. Like,
oh,
my
God,
like, another
dude.
One.
Oh yeah, poor guy. We gave you Dutch who beat the Predator. Oh,
yeah,
when?
But you told me
he's
I can't.
A badass,
use that, but you told me I can't use that argument.
So
every
make another argument.
You took him out of the jungle, and you took him out of the heavy rain. Where the hell you want him to fight, bro?
He just don't
want to
let him go. He just can't let it go.
Oh, yeah. You know, like, really? You're taking him out of the jungle. You took out his weapons.
George's gold on the show.
Dutch is rolling over in his grave right now.
You might as well just...
We might as well forget about that stupid rant from before.
Handcuff the man.
George just made this show.
Handcuff the man. You know, might as well...
I thought that rant was good. There was going to be nothing to top that. But George just popped it. George just popped it.
Might as well have Dutch sin manos.
Okay, so you want Dutch to go on? Is that what you're saying there?
No,
too late. No, too late.
George knows that.
Jesus
that
Jason
is.
Jason Bourne is a better.
Do you
want to
take Rama then? Is that what it is? You want to take Rama? You want Rama? Because you complain about taking Hannah, so you want Rama?
Well, okay. Where does the fight take place? Because now apparently you know
like
that.
We always said nothing's changed. It's
right.
Like
it's just
like
a room
like a cage match. Right. It's gonna change. Next week, we're going to up the stakes.
So now you're going to tell me Hannah's going to use her sexuality too? Everybody's going to get bare naked? Is that what you're telling me? Every female character is going to get bare naked.
That's not her gimmick, though. Right?
It's a good argument, but she's underage and Rama knows better. He's a cop. So that's not going to work against him.
I'm just saying.
If you want to use that
argument. I don't think that's what.
It's not Hannah's style, but I'm saying
Hannah is a teenage girl.
Right, but George is making that argument.
I think it's pretty.
I'm just saying that's what you used last time, man.
That's fine. You can use, but I'm countering that. Okay, so you're gonna sexuality and say Rama is the guy who knows better. He's a cop. He's not gonna.
Don't get me wrong. Rama took on an entire building and kicked everybody's ass in the building.
I agree.
You know, so obviously Rama moves on.
Not
from
only
a
using
cyber.
Weapons, but using.
No, he uses.
I say
with
Joyce decide everything from now on. Oh, he's gonna have a knip shit. I swear. Joyce is the last line of defense here.
Stop. What word did you just say?
Knip shit.
Oh, conniption. Yeah. I thought you said something else.
Oh yeah, ape shit. He's gonna go ape shit. No, he's gonna go ape shit.
Ape shit.
Oh, so where does the fight take place? Because apparently,
I thought we decided on Rama already.
Oh, okay, fine. No, because
it's in a cage.
No. Oh, you know what? Wait, George, wherever you like to.
In the steel cage,
okay, this is what we do. When our Rama move on, because obviously George is not going to argue Hannah. So now the last match, when our George decide the location
Bruce
of
Lee.
The match.
No, because
please. No, I want to be fair.
When it was Riddick, Frank Dukes, you guys went, oh no, it takes place at night because it's the last fight of the night. And blah blah blah.
Well, that's
so
true.
Then,
that was a bad argument, though.
I'm gonna tell you that's a bunch of crap.
And you guys
it was a
bad
argument. It was a last.
He,
it was
he
a
got,
last
he,
match.
He got blinded. It doesn't get
okay. Okay, you're right.
Really?
Okay. No, Joe. Hold up. Fine.
We're gonna let George
decide because obviously it means so much to him.
I don't know. It's been for
and
that.
You want to fight? You want to? Where did you come from? Oh my God! You're okay. So, hold on.
Hey,
George,
as much of a badass as Frank Dukes is,
slow down, George. Slow down. Relax.
I can't argue
slow
this.
Slow down.
I can't argue this.
We got Lee.
Okay, we'll talk. We'll talk.
So we got Lee, of course, from the Enter the Dragon,
Bruce
and Frank Dukes from Bloodsport. George. To appease you, where is this fight taking place?
You guys decide. I'm bowing out of this.
I'm
bowing out of this. I'm the referee. I'm bowing out of this.
Okay, so the referee.
Say where the fight
where
is.
Would you like to referee this fight at?
You want to have it at like one of those?
We'll have it at the Kumite.
Kumite. Are you okay with that, George? Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Can they throw punches? Is that okay with you? I mean, is that fine with you?
Well, they're both martial artists.
Is that okay? They can kick.
Can Bruce Lee use a Munchaku?
Whatever he wants to use.
Okay?
He
can can they open the eyes? Or I mean, that's up to you. I don't want you to have any complaints later that this whole fight was tainted because you didn't approve for the situation.
I'm just saying. Am I taking Frank Dukes or am I taking?
Oh man,
you decide. Because
this is tough, man.
See, this one's a tough one. That's why.
I think.
Well, in the spirit of Age for Beauty, Mike, go ahead and choose first.
I'm gonna pick Bruce Lee because I think Bruce Lee's gonna win.
I'll take Frank Dukes. So
I'm going to tell you why Bruce Lee's going to win. First of all, Bruce Lee is the fastest martial artist I've ever seen in my life. That guy can make his hands blurry. I didn't see that. I didn't see that from Jean-Claude Van Damme. Am I right or wrong?
I don't know. Hey, even in Enter the Dragon, Bruce Leroy, bro, that the glow, right? The glow, bro.
Did you say Bruce Leroy?
Bruce Leroy, bro.
Wow, dude.
Oh, y'all don't remember Enter the Dragon, man? You know, like,
who is the Shogun? I remember it. But
hey, am I the meanest? Am I the baddest? Show enough, bro.
Oh my God! Wow, we're going way back. Okay, so
hey,
Jesus Christ, you're taking this fight already. I already make you choose all the stipulations behind
that
it.
That one's actually pretty obvious.
Frank Dukes. I think he's got a shot here. That one, a guy who goes against all kinds of opponents. Right?
That's true. He also beat that big fat Chino.
He beat the big fat Chino, the little Chinos, the little African guy.
The big Chino, though, was the toughest one.
Little African guy jumps around like a monkey.
That guy is also the heel in like every Jackie Chan movie.
Oh, every single one.
The guy with the big fat head.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, always. He's always
there. He gets a lot of work.
He's that guy from that thing. Frank Duke can fight blindfolded.
We already used that argument, but yes.
I'm just saying. Hold up. He's a proven champ. Bruce Lee's a champion in film. Frank Duke's a champion in real life.
Bruce Lee.
Am I wrong in that?
He could do like anything. He invented his own fighting style, man.
There is no Frank Duke's fighting style, or is there?
I can neither confirm nor deny that, to be honest with you.
He was a savant guy, like Van Damme is.
Yeah. Bruce
Lee do the split?
Bruce Lee can do the splits. Bruce Lee
Seen Bruce Lee do that split. I'm just saying.
Oh,
added arsenal.
I saw Bruce Lee freaking blur his hands. That's enough.
Yeah, can Van Damme do that?
Over any movie magic, sure. Anybody can blur their hands. We use some CGI, and all of a sudden, Frank Duse is the man.
There was no CGI.
It could have been camera. There were still camera tricks back in the day. Come on, of course. You have to let maybe it was that claymation. They speed up the camera a little bit.
Punch him 27 times in the face before he got one kickoff.
I don't know. I think he's going to try to. Frank Duse does a split, nails him right in the balls, and then it's all over. Bruce Lee has no response to that.
See, I think Bruce Lee would counter that.
How would he counter that?
He would grab the guy's arm and just twist it off.
He did take that guy's arm off.
Wow. And it's a Bolo Young, like Linguini. He would
fast. What are you saying, dude? You Shogun. Yeah. Bruce Leroy over here. What do you think, George? It's hard for me to actually fight Frank Duse. I gotta give it that. But
I mean,
I'm trying here.
It is a master. I'm even conceding to Bruce Lee, bro, because Bruce Lee. It's
Bruce Lee moves on. Okay, I can't argue.
Fair enough. The quality of those movies are not that great. If you want to go into
we're not going to get into as far as that. That's different.
Honestly, the Jean-Claude Van Damme movies are not great either. Well, except JCVD, which you still have to watch.
That's right.
I do like Time Cop, though. It is a bad movie.
Time Cop's a terrible
movie. It is a bad movie.
It's a guilty pleasure. I'll give it that much.
I bet it's not a good movie.
It's not a good movie. There's always Point Break when it's on the original.
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
So bad movies which you like watching, right. But they're terrible. But I like watching. We got the final four lined up.
We got Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee's going to go up against Rama. Well, that's an interesting match. And Jason Bourne against Nikita. The surprise in the final four. No one saw that coming.
Actually, pretty much all martial artists.
That's because he took out all the weapons from everybody.
Except maybe Jason Bourne.
He uses martial arts,
Yeah.
But
he's a fighter. He knows how to fight.
He's a brawler.
He's world trained.
That's gonna be good. Yeah. That's gonna be
interesting.
Good
so we're actually not having a show next week because the Man Beast is out of town, and we're there now.
10th anniversary.
Do the show. Awesome. So we don't want to do a show without him, especially when the stakes are as big as they're gonna be
did
next
one
time.
Already.
We did, but it was the beginning of the match. So, we're talking about the championship. We're going
to
do the championship.
Yeah,
final four.
Sick.
Oh, see, there we go. So Mike's a nice guy.
I am a nice guy.
So we got the Final Four this championship.
Is, by the way, coming to you live from the girlslife.com studio.
That's true.
Yeah, you are.
I forgot that little extra part. That's right.
It's okay. I was just explaining how magnanimous I am.
Yeah, see, so maybe you should plug in all that stuff first. You know, like no socks for WrestleMania this week.
I am, by the way.
That's an interesting point.
That's an interesting point. Oh, are you watching anything right now, by the way? What do you got going, George? What do you. Besides Once Upon a Time.
Of course. Still catching up. You know, I'm watching Better Call Saul. You know, like.
Yes, so it's getting really good, too.
It's getting very good.
I don't want to do any spoilers on people because the show's still going on. So it's hard to talk about that.
What's
the
name of the cat in that movie?
Well, Salamanca came.
That's a spoiler, right? Dude. God, George, you are the worst, dude. You can't spoil stuff like that.
I just said that they thought about bringing him back in, and he was.
No, you said he came. Those who haven't met up with the show yet, you know.
But he was in Breaking Bad too, so apparently, you know, they met
Bob Odenkirk.
No, he's talking about they brought back Tio Salamanca. Before he was in it, but of course, people may have known that, George. We're gonna put you in a cage of one of these guys. Yeah. Jesus Christ! You can fight Dutch if you want, dude.
Apparently, I fight him in the street.
Fight him wherever you want. Fight him wherever you want. I'll be enjoying my juicy steak, dude. So, Mike, where can people find you? Because we got to end the show here. We're going running against time.
Well, I wanted to talk about
TV just a little bit.
Okay, we'll talk a little TV. That's fine. I'm open. What George, obviously, you said you're watching Better Call Saul. What else are you watching?
Like I said, I'm trying to catch up on all these things that are like sports wise, you know, with it's a big heavy sports week this week, you know, with the Clásico. Then you got the Golden State Warriors trying to chase history.
Right. They blew the home winning streak.
Yesterday it was like 50 victories in a row, which is an NBA record.
See, this is where I start watching the NBA, by the way, because I can't. Regular season to me is garbage for the most part. I can't do it. And I'm a huge basketball fan, too. And I go back to the 80s as far as being a huge fan. So, I mean, I think that this season is very interesting. I think that...
Yeah, not really.
I mean, you had two...
Kind of,
You had two teams go undefeated at home. You know, like, that hasn't been done in a while.
Really, just one.
Well, no, because the Spurs are 36-0. And then, you know, you had the Warriors. Well, now it's one. Well, but you had two going prior to... You had two. Yeah. And then, you know...
I think it's boring.
I think the East... isn't as good as the West.
No.
And that's kind of an interesting dichotomy.
Well, if you even want to think about that, recently, you know, the Lakers did beat the Heat.
Look, the Heat
and the
like
Lakers
had
the
three.
Worst record in the West, and they beat the Warriors, mind you.
Aren't the Heat seeded third?
No, they're like six now.
They're
like in a three-way tie.
They're in a four-way tie.
Los Heat.
Yeah, they got Atlanta. It's between Atlanta, and Charlotte. It's a four-way tie between Atlanta, the Celtics, the Charlotte, and
Celtics looked great last night. I think the Celtics are going to be a team that's going to.
They're talking about because historically, at least in the last couple of years, they've been one of the teams that actually has played Golden State so close. I think out of the last four games, the largest winning amount is 5 points only. So one of the teams that actually match up well against them.
And they got a young team that can run.
But then I go into the finals anyways.
The other thing at the end of that game, did you notice that they were like showing all these stupid kids in the other, they thought these kids are going to be like crying or something in the audience.
Mike hitting little kids, man. Let the little kids cry, dude.
Like 3 years ago or 2 years ago when the Heat lost to the Heat beat the Spurs, I think.
Yeah, and then they played them against on the rematch.
No, there was that kid at the end of the the Heat had lost, I think it was game five or something to the Spurs, and there was a kid at the end going like, good job, good effort, good job. And like, that's like one of my favorite all-time clips because I just keep playing it over and over again. But the, you know, as the Heat are running back in, and the kids just like screaming at the Heat that they did a good job, even though they blew the game.
God, it was terrible. I am happy to see the Heat lose, though. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but no, I just want to like you know, give my plugs out because you know I did.
I thought we're talking TV, dude.
Well, we are talking
TV for a minute.
Oh, go ahead. But you know, like we just some of the stuff.
You said you were watching basketball. You're watching a little
football. Yeah, basketball, soccer. Like obviously with tonight being a Clásico.
The NFL draft, or you're not an NFL draft guy?
Not really. Maybe
I'll keep an eye on it. I won't watch it this next weekend.
Well,
as a Redskins fan, I usually watch a lot of it just because we got a really high pick usually. This year we don't, so I don't really care.
Yeah, and then
are you still paying back St. Louis for the
No, that's all done.
Well,
yeah,
the Patriots the Patriots want to boycott the draft. All the Patriot fans out there want to boycott the draft because of the whole Deflate Game.
And that means anything?
No, they don't want them to tune in. They don't want them to tune in.
You know what
whatever.
Else is the Jets don't watch fans it. Make that freaking show. If it wasn't for the Jets fans, I wouldn't.
That's
be.
True. Yeah, they boo anybody. No matter who they pick, they always boo.
There's a clip on YouTube. Anybody that wants to do that, just put Jets fans NFL draft, and it's just so entertaining.
Yeah, the reactions are classic. I'll give you that.
I just love it, and they just start. They start with like Johnny Lamb Jones, and they go like from there, and it's just hearing people lose their minds. It's wonderful.
Yeah. What are you guys watching? Anything you guys watching?
I'm still watching Daredevil. About to start episode 10. We're going to do probably the spoiler review in a couple of weeks when we come back. We reconvene, if you will.
On the 16th, we'll talk about it.
Yeah. We're
going to have an expanded crew on the 16th.
Yeah, so. And I know most people who are coming to be part of the guest list have seen the show already. So, where are you now? What episode are you in? I'm going to spoil you. What episode are you in?
Nine.
So you saw the scene where the prison scene.
Yes.
Okay. That scene was awesome. It's a fight with the Punisher.
Two scenes stand out of
brutal.
My mind.
Brutal. Cool scene. I absolutely love that scene. Brutal
my wife
as hell.
Has lost interest in the show, so I.
You lost interest.
Nobody's
in the show.
Lost interest. Nobody's perfect.
The fight in the stairwell is amazing.
Oh yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. Episode 2 and 3.
The,
yeah.
The hallway fight from last season.
Yeah.
And then and the prison.
Yeah,
scene
that was sick. That scene was brutal.
And
I loved
total
it.
Total shock because I didn't think that you know who was going
to
be.
Yeah, that the whole angle surprised me. I was like, oh, okay, I didn't know. Okay,
the court you're talking about.
No, like, I don't want to say anything because I don't want to lead people. No, I'm not saying anything. We'll get into it later.
We'll talk about it. We'll go spoiler free once everybody's
here. Right. Okay. Spoiler four anyway. We'll talk. But I'm watching that. Like I said, I'm still Better Call Saul. But that's on a weekly basis. I haven't watched much TV, to be honest with you. That's the only thing I still want to start watching.
Did you watch the last episode of Walking Dead, or that isn't your thing?
I've been watching it, but like I said, I've been trying to catch up.
It's
not
CTV for me, dude.
I stopped watching since season 3.
I still have the last 3 episodes. I did catch up on, like I said, Better Call Saul. I caught up on that, and I've been trying to catch up on
it. When my buddy Dennis Baratheon comes in, we'll talk to him because he's a huge Walking Dead fan.
Well, I've been keeping up all the way through until the last 3 weeks.
I've been keeping up too, but I'm not a fan. It's
getting like you were saying, it's getting repetitive. Every season is like that. You know, every season they go to some place.
The thing is, the show is limited because it's not really a character driven show for the most part. They try to be, but it fails miserably.
They try to make episodes that the public wants to see. To me. I'll use Game of Thrones as a good example. Okay, they're killing off characters that people get pissed off when they kill them. But you know what? Life is like that. People die all the time that nobody wants, like Gary Shandling or somebody like that, where nobody wants that person to die. I don't want anybody to die. But you know what? That's life.
Yeah.
That's life. That's what makes Game of Thrones great.
I mean, I'll agree and disagree with that. That does make sense. But sometimes, not saying all times, it's...
Look, they stay the course, dude. They're playing a game.
But it's nice to follow a hero throughout, a consistent one, even a villain.
But then you're at one of those stupid Marvel movies where they tie it up.
But I'm saying a lot of shows that have one consistent villain, one consistent hero throughout their show. You can root for
Mike Rose crying at the end of friggin'
Force
Awakens.
We made a big thing when David Bowie, because he was a musical icon. Okay. We've lost a lot of,
This year has been rough.
Actually, Mike, I know you wanted to touch base on that, Mike. We'll do that before we end the show.
We're going to talk about Gary Shandling. We'll get it before we're done. But my point in this is that things happen in life, okay? It's part of it. And you know what?
But it's a TV show, though.
To appeal to a mass audience. You're like, oh, the fanboys want to see Eto. You know what I'm saying? And it's just not, to me, it's like, okay, bro, but that's not what the writer wanted for the show. That's not the direct. So now they have to, everybody loved Daryl. So we're going to keep Daryl on the show, even though Daryl's nowhere to be found in the source material.
Yeah, he
but
was,
that's fine,
he wasn't
though,
a
because
character.
It's not fine.
Nope,
it's junk.
Nope, I'm saying that because I guess I'll play devil's advocate because, again, let's assume we're not throwing a show because we're talking about Better Call Saul. We're talking about Breaking Bad. They killed Heisenberg in season 3. greatest shock in life. But what's the point of that? That's the guy you're following. You don't kill the guy over which you're following. People want to see. It's great shock guy, and it's nice.
Well, in The Walking Dead, it would be Rick. It's like if you kill Rick.
But Rick is the best guy you want. You watch the show because of that character. And Game of Thrones is not always, but built up certain characters, and they take him away.
Like Ned in Ned episode 9.
But you want to see those. You want to see Jon Snow. You want to see those guys, and you just kill him off for the sake of doing it. I get it, shocking, and it's cool because then you watch the show. Who's dying next?
Set the tone for the show.
But they didn't have to run with it. And that show, first of all, they're taking it beat by beat from the books. People dying in the books, dying. It's not like the writers of the show are saying, "Let's kill this guy." No, just following what the book did.
But they have
the autonomy to change that, though.
The show in some places is passed already.
Well, the show's passed the book. There's no
not
books
all
now.
Of it, not
no,
all
no, no, basically almost done. But it's I think for me, it's nice. Like even King Joffrey. It's awesome that he died because you all want he's a dick. But it would have been great. But it would have been great to keep going because he's that guy you root like in wrestling. You want that villain, that heel consistently. You root against.
Speaking of that,
and
so
I think he should have kept going.
That kid in Batman Begins, by the way, where he's in Batman.
Oh, that's
Begins.
Right. Yeah, he's a little kid. Yeah, yeah.
And you see him there, and I said to my wife, "Oh, you know who that is?" And my wife always gets mad at me because she's like, "Oh, you're always trying to tell me who somebody is somewhere."
He's a guy from that thing. But
no, it's not. She just thinks I like to be a know-it-all, and she's right. I do like to be a know-it-all.
I agree with that.
But you know,
Mike Boston might be a villain.
Damn entertaining, okay?
But again, what's the point? I mean, it's hard when you kill those people off who are successful at either heroes, and you just kill them, and people lose interest.
But I think that's
and Game of Thrones never does a good job of having someone ready in the wings to bring up as the next heel. It takes time to build up, and bogs the show down. Because now we had to wait 4 or 5 episodes to. You gotta get character development on somebody else and finally get invested in that guy and then kill him again.
That's what made last season so cool to me, because you had those guys come out of nowhere, the Brotherhood or the whatever, and then you also had Stannis Baratheon kind of taking.
Yeah, but nobody cared about Stannis Baratheon before, and even during the show, most people weren't high on him. You're trying to build him up as, oh, he's the
until
next guy.
Until he burned his daughter.
Right, and it was the point of that. So you're trying to build this guy as the next guy.
I thought that was great, though.
It was cool because I liked that graphic stuff, but at the end of the day, it was pointless because you want to build a hero and then knock him down.
Even
that.
My wife, by the way, who was passing through while I was watching that scene, she's like, why would anybody watch that?
That's a messed up scene.
I had no answer for her because she was absolutely right.
And it's cool, but just don't build him up as a hero and then knock him down in the same season.
Right.
That's what Game of Thrones
does. Because the guy is super, if you look at his body of his work, Stannis Baratheon was a brave character. Stannis Baratheon, they had to take Stannis Baratheon away from the Battle of Blackwater.
Yeah.
I mean, like, carry his people, had to literally carry him out. He wanted to keep fighting. He wanted to die.
That's who he is.
That was who he was. And I was like, oh, that guy's a hero. But is he a hero? I mean, wow.
That's what I'm saying. And now they killed Jon Snow, so who are we rooting for? Maybe Khaleesi, because whatever. Right. But she's on the show like once every 5 minutes every third episode. There's been no one else. That little Ira.
Peter Dinklage.
Was it? I guess, but again, they don't invest enough time in those characters.
Tyrion Lannister,
you know?
My favorite character on the show, personally.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair to say. But that's the problem with that show. I mean, again, I still like it, but it has its issues.
But that being said, that show, to me anyway, that's why Walking Dead to me is kind of.
Walking Dead just doesn't have a taste.
I mean, I think it's the show's going to
reach
a conclusion.
It doesn't resonate with me. Like
yeah, I think the show's going to reach a conclusion soon. I mean,
I doubt it because it makes too much money.
No, they're making money.
But the point is, it's
people are watching.
It's cool because I like zombies. When I first started watching all zombies. They look great. Production value was high. It was like a sci-fi, you know, Mankiewicz thing here. Like legit, you know, effects.
No,
yeah. It was cool.
They really have, and this is something that Dennis and me.
And they still continue to look good.
Yeah.
They did have the red shirts like in Star Trek, right? So you meet somebody in an episode, you know they're going
to. Oh, and they still kind of good. Now, yeah, it is,
right.
Yeah.
It's like the red shirt security,
yeah.
You know.
So. I think the show's got bad writing. Right. At the end of the day, it's a badly
put guys
show.
That go on the teleport, and then you know, you always
right.
got Kirk,
and Yeoman
and
Johnson, Yeoman Johnson. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it's Kirk, you know, McCoy, and the guy in the red is dying. Yeoman Johnson, see you later, homie. This is how it works.
He's not coming back.
But Walking Dead is the same. It's just poorly written. But whatever. I'm not Walking Dead. Other people like the show, and that's fine. You have a right to like the show and all that. I lost interest in season 3 halfway, and like whatever. I don't even care anymore.
Okay, so
but
I'm
either
watching.
Way.
I'm watching Daredevil 2, as well. I should say.
Right.
Daredevil season 2. I'm watching a lot of sports too, just like him. Wrestling, documentaries, a lot of politics. I spend an hour and a half every day watching politics. I just what's going on right now is silly. So I don't want to talk about politics, but I do watch it. I think it's very entertaining and very.
Even
close to LB, which I did finally finish House of Cards, by the way. Finally,
what do you think? What's your I think it's better than season three.
It was a much improved season three because we got Underwood back to being Underwood again, Frank right. Underwood.
I don't like nice guy Frank Underwood.
And neither do I. And last season, he was very reactive. This year, we go back to being proactive.
But also,
what
his
does.
Wife and him, both.
Oh, them together is great.
Right.
Yeah.
Them together, yeah. Them as a team. I was like, when I was getting bummed out, like the first two or three episodes, said to my wife, oh, man, this is going to suck if they're... But then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they're like, I think her mother dying or something.
Well, and the shooting. And the shooting as well, which I thought was all damn, was pretty cool. I love that, why they made that happen when they shot the president. This is a spoiler, by the way. Sorry, guys. What is? But I like the way it ended.
Trying to catch up, forget it.
I like the way it ended. Like, you're gonna watch the show, George, please. But then, like, I thought the whole. Excuse me.
I actually think that if you're a fan of that kind of stuff, it's a very interesting show.
And usually, I'm not a big politics kind of, but that show is engaging. And it's really good. It's really, and then I love Kevin Spacey, so whatever. Right. He's the Kaiser, so
Kevin Spacey,
of course.
And it's a great character. Frank Underwood is a great character on TV.
And he does it well.
He does. He's fine. He owns that role, and he's great. And man, I just thought about the other day. Dude, he's AIDS in that damn show.
Yeah.
God, he had black hair in the first season. It's almost literally white.
You know, come on, dude.
Oh, I know. But still,
just, shoe polish.
Of course, but still, either way.
But how long has that show been on?
This is the fourth season.
And they do it every year.
Once a year.
Like,
it's just like once
a year.
Daredevil and all that.
13 episodes.
Yeah, once a year, same thing. No, oh. So.
Yeah, anyway, whatever. Maybe they got to show the time lapse that he's been doing. So maybe they.
Because I thought it's 4 years in the show.
Morgan News. Bosch season 3 was approved for next.
Oh, nice.
That's the show I'm not going to jump into next.
I think you're really going to like it, dude.
When I finish Daredevil, then I'm
going to jump into that too.
Then. I can binge watch those, so I'm going to definitely watch that.
And it's only 10 episodes in a season.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, Amazon knows that.
You saw Man of the Hightower, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Really good show, yeah.
Yeah, I still haven't
seen it. So 11/22/63 is another recommendation that I have.
Yeah, watch one of
that. James Franco.
I don't want to get into that. I don't want to say anything about
it. No, I want to watch it.
Other than if you're not watching it, you're making a huge mistake. It's a great show.
I won't wait till it's all fully out. I think it was one episode at a time, right? Is that my wrong in that?
Yeah, it's a weekly.
Yeah, I want to binge watch it.
I kind of don't like that.
Exactly. I'll wait till all episodes out and I'm going to watch it at that
point. Yeah, I mean, is that what we're used to now? Everybody binging?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's just you get used to it.
Yeah,
you get all
used
the
to
times,
it.
You know.
Well, it's like around
who wants
your
commercials?
Time.
Have either of
wants
you
to
watched Billions? Because I've heard some good.
I've heard Buzz, but I
haven't.
Heard
Buzz other than
I haven't seen it.
But honestly,
I'll take a look at it. I'll take one for the team and try to take
it. There you go. Sacrifice. That's what I'm talking about, Mike.
True hero right there. We're seeing Hardcore Henry next week.
Oh, yeah, dude. Your next review is I'm going to do Hardcore Henry on Wednesday. I got Criminal on Thursday as well, which I'm not sure if I want to see or not. The Kevin Costner one.
Oh, those are.
But the Hardcore Henry, you know what that one is, Mike?
No.
Oh, my God. It's
it's like Crank.
No, that's not like that. Okay, the movie is all shot in first person. When I first saw it, I thought it was like a video game commercial, but no, it's an actual movie.
Yeah.
And you got to catch a trailer.
I don't know how I feel about that.
See the commercial for that.
I don't know how I feel about that.
But the buzz on that movie has been super positive for what it is, for an action flick. And I'm actually kind of excited. I want to put the review up on Wednesday night. I want to go catch. I got a screening for it. George, I know you can come with me.
You're going to go, George?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
And I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised what we see. I'm not saying Oscar contender. But I'm saying as an action flick, I'm thinking, man. And I heard it's good action scenes, man.
First person.
The first person, I think.
First person stuff, like I got seriously motion sick watching the Blair Witch Project.
That's what I'm saying. I think for people, I don't get motion sickness, so I know I'll be fine. But I know a lot of people, and when I see the movie, I'll get a gauge of it. Because I'm not sure what to expect in terms of a full movie being first person. We've seen scenes like in Doom and Kick-Ass had a quick scene with
I don't mind it like in short bursts, but you know, we'll see.
I think we're so used to playing first person shooters and all that. You know,
it might be a gimmick thing though.
I'm sure it is, but I mean we'll see how they present it. A presentation. But I'm looking forward to that.
I didn't see that trailer, by
the way. Yeah, it looks fine, but it could be the most creative movie I see this year.
I saw it and I was like, okay.
And it's rated R, it's pretty gruesome. It's Hardcore Henry, of course.
Yeah.
So it might be interesting. So I'm looking forward to that. So
we'll see how that goes, Wednesday night.
And if I see Criminal, maybe I'll see that on Thursday night, whatever.
Yeah, because that's like Kevin Costner with, what is it that they
yeah,
do?
With the Ryan Reynolds. They put his brain, whatever. They inject something with, I guess, his aura.
They want to keep his secrets.
His essence, his brain, and inject him into Kevin Costner's head, who's like his agent or something. It sounds ridiculous, but it sounds more ridiculous than what actually the preview actually shows. But I may watch it. I may go see that. Right. But either way,
is there anything else worthwhile
in terms of movies?
Did you ever
see
Triple Nine? So you didn't get to see that?
I still haven't seen that yet. I'm going to make a point to watch it.
Maybe
I'll
look out in Spiz Ace.
Yeah, it might be there. I'll see if I can find this.
I'll find
it. If you see it, bump me a text, man. And we'll take
I thought it was out there.
Huh?
I thought I saw it already
Okay. I haven't seen it out there.
No? Oh, okay. Yeah. It's surprising. But, I didn't wait to come out a few months
ago. Actually, they've been very slow. I don't know what's going on. We'll talk about that.
But yeah, either way. So, 2 weeks, we're back. We're going to have maybe, hopefully, around 5 to 6 people on the show. That's I'm really excited about that. It is. So we probably just for not being here next week.
We're going to do it at the girlslike.com studios.
Of course, like always. Excellent. Of course, there's no other place to be. Yeah. George, where can people find you before you go?
Well, like I said, you always can find me at The Real Correspondent on YouTube. But just wanted to, like I said, our usual type of plugs, you know, like always. You know,
By the way, that theme is awesome, just so you know. I hear myself whenever I hear that.
Yeah, that Kevin MacLeod theme. I got to give him a humongous props.
Like, oh, that's great.
Props. Yeah, I figured it was catchy, you know. So,
we should drop him just a little note or something. Or maybe something.
I got to see Kevin MacLeod, you know, I said, always give him a thank you for letting us use his theme, you know, royalty-free music, you know, that you can get. But, you know, like I had an issue with my laptop. I'm sorry I'm going to run a little long, but we have, you know, as podcasters, you know, we rely on our technology. And, you know, it's been a while since I've been to Kendall, you know, Dadeland. So I had to go through Nordstrom.
Oh, you went to the Apple Store?
Yeah, I went to the Apple Store.
Going to the Apple Store is like getting a friggin' colonoscopy, man.
Well, you would think that with all those blue shirts, you know, like somebody's accessible that you can walk and just ask. You know, there's like 200 blue shirts.
Let me ask you a question: is that as bad as going to Home Depot?
Home Depot, you get taken care of faster.
That is true, though. You do. Yeah. It is my experience.
I have Lowe's. That's why I always go to Lowe's, man. Lowe's, they have people that take care of you and people that know something about something. Home Depot, you get guys with the orange aprons that wouldn't know
From that standpoint, yes. I mean, they'll try to assist. They're available to assist, they just don't know what they're talking about.
Best
Buy, a bunch of jokers.
But see, I said, I didn't know how to get through, you know, to the Apple Store or whatever. You know, like, it's been so long since
the Nordstrom entrance.
Well, I went through Nordstrom, but I went through the second floor of Nordstrom, and then there was a couple of girls over there in that women's department, you know, and they kind of helped me out.
Did you get digits?
No, I just I told them I was a.
What was the point of this story, man?
No.
He isn't a playboy like you, man.
He can still get a phone number from a good-looking girl and ask her out. Well, what's wrong with that?
I tried, but she had a boyfriend, so yeah. You know,
okay, so you made an attempt. Okay, that's good.
I just wanted to send a shout out to Chanel and her department over there in the women's Chanel. Department. You know, so
love you.
They helped me out try to get to, the Apple Store. And, you know, I told them I was a podcaster, and then the whole thing with Apple, and they were like, oh, we're going to listen. We're going to catch it.
I like George's angle. He's using the show to his advantage.
There you go.
You know, so remember how they had movie?
I'm not sure quite being a podcaster is a Baja Panty situation, but I admire the effort.
I don't know that it is.
It could be a good conversation starter, because I've had that experience once or twice.
My wife has been going to bed with me every night since I started this podcast.
You see what I'm saying? Maybe it is Baja Panty.
Of course she went to bed.
This is an untapped resource. You inspired me, George. I'm going to use that next.
You remember how we were saying, instead of sketching and the guy looks creepy?
Yeah.
With the sketch pad, you know, we can always say like, hey, look, I'm a podcaster. You know, you can check us out on iTunes.
By the way, I had some feedback on that story from one of my daughters. Dominique said something about it. Anyway.
You can't bring it up and tell her the feedback was.
No, she thought it was funny, and I asked her if that would get over with him or with her, and she said, no, absolutely not. That's creepy.
Okay, so there you go. I think it was my stance, wasn't it?
When we had Lope come in and give us, you know, like some of the scenes to pick up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I thought maybe this might help.
If we never do a show like that again, it'll be too soon. My God. I can't even listen to that show.
But I wanted to give, you know, like, you know,
such
Chanel,
a man beast.
Yeah, you know, Chanel and her department, you know, like, if you guys ever go to Nordstrom in that, you know, department over there.
We should have done next time. It's a free promotion. You have them go into Facebook, like a web page, and...
Well, maybe we could let her know, hey, you know, if you like us, review us.
By the way, speaking of Nordstrom, their bistro there, that thing on the third floor, I think it is.
Yeah, it's actually very cool.
Excellent. And they have a chef that works there full time. It's the food there.
It is Nordstrom, so.
Yeah.
Food de pan. Excellent stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, just that. And then, you know, always... It's you cool. know, the Everything Podcast always mentions us, you know, try to get promotion with them. So, you know, like Lou from the BX, you know, one of the Renegades over there at 305 Renegades, you know, look us out. You know, that's where they can find us, man. You know, what
it's
about
a good
you?
Show, by the way. You know, girlslife.com, as always, the family's business. We're doing very well. We have Mother's Day coming up now. We're talking about more socks.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
Socks like crazy.
We
can
talk about it. Either way, no socks
for WrestleMania.
We sell like a lot of Loungefly purses. So look out there. We have, I killed it this year on Star Wars stuff, man. R2-D2 purses, BB-8 stuff. BB-8 stuff went nuts this year. BB-8 is not surprising.
Yeah.
Kids love BB-8. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you want that kind of stuff, come to us. We're going to do that. We're breaking into superheroes, too. So we're going to be selling a lot of, like, girls-type purses and everything. So
any Rotten Tomatoes socks or anything like that? No,
Rotten Tomatoes products. But it's girlslife.com, GIRLZLYFE.com. Also on Amazon, all you got to do is type in the search thing, Girls Life, and our entire inventory shows up on Amazon as well.
Nice. And you always...
Of course, I encourage everyone to reach out to us on our Facebook page and all that. And each time they have an email.
And actually, if you're a friend of ours, if you like our page on Facebook, absolutely friend each of us. We're all looking to connect with all of you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, our response rate is actually very high. You know, you send a message to any of us, you know, within like the first 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you know, we're always sending
you
stuff.
One of us is watching the page, so
exactly. Now we got our brother to do it,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Your brother will respond to anything.
Instant responses,
right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Another shout out to my brother Chewy. but yeah, you know, of course, you can send us email suggestions at therealmentor@gmail.com or directly to our Facebook page and all that. And of course, the more reviews on YouTube, The Real Mentor, of course, from our Hardcore Henry. Super excited on Wednesday nights. All right, guys. So
was that your last one? Was BVS, right?
Yeah, it was the last one I saw. Yeah, okay, yeah. And then this is next. So I got two coming up. So this is kind of slow season before the summer season comes into play. I probably go into movies like every week.
I wanted to thank a couple of guys that had applied for to be my friend on Xbox One.
Yeah, that was another thing. Yeah, I have a bunch
of friends right now.
We're almost at 50 likes on our Facebook page. Yeah, you know, like, you know,
Mike Rose on Xbox One, Xbox Live. Just keep them coming, man. I accept all comers. And like I said, our Facebook, we're active on it every day. We send some crap on there. I'll usually put something stupid or, his brother will respond back immediately. Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, you all give us...
talk about anything, his brother will get back. It's like, yeah, you big idiot, you know, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, guys.
It's always
exciting. Like I said, we appreciate all this stuff that you guys give us. You know, give us reviews, give us anything with a good, bad, you like us, hate us, whatever.
No, we want to hear feedback, and we're trying to make the show better every time. So.
Absolutely. All right, guys, so good show, and then we'll be back in 2 weeks. Take care.